You are listening to Tokyo Storytellers, Life Straight from Japan.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to my podcast, Thomas Coffee Stand. How are you today? Me? I'm fine. Today is good weather. Enjoy. Okay, first topic is my diary. I spent 10-day holidays last week. So it's very good days because I ate delicious foods. I ate kima tomato curry, udonski served with sashimi, salad seasoned with vinegar, tempura. That is authentic Japanese meals. I enjoyed it. And I also ate soba, Japanese noodle soba in Yamanashi Prefecture. And I enjoyed shopping too. I bought one loaf of rye bread and one baguette at the bakery Zedkoba in Yamanashi too. And I bought two bottles of white wine in Ikeda Winery. And I bought two bottles of sake. One bottle is Namazake, and one bottle is other is sparkling sake. I bought sparkling sake for the first time. Yeah, I like it. Okay, next time, my three favorite types of soba are kake soba, mori soba, and zaru soba. Zaru soba is chilled soba noodle served with seaweed. Mori soba is also chilled soba noodle without seaweed. And in winter, I ate kake soba. Kake soba is hot Japanese noodle, hot soba noodle without seaweed. I think popular soba noodle is zaru soba. Try it in summer. Last topic is, I have questions for you. Can you name three Japanese sports cars? Can you name three Japanese prime ministers? And can you name three Japanese cities? Yep. Today's good weather, so enjoy nice weekend. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Hey guys, welcome to Eris Headshake Podcast. Last week was very big holiday in Japan, so let me talk about my days. Last week, I have visited Awaji Island for 4 days. There is famous for fresh onions, so I ate a lot of sliced raw onions. I don't like onions, they're crazy. So it was first time to keep eating onions all day. And the last Saturday, last Sunday, I climbed Kintoki Mountain with my friend. It was so sunny days, so I felt so good with the sun and wind. It was really nice experience. And I ordered BTS themed PJs. Do you know BTS? I don't really know, but my friend loves BTS, so I ordered it for my friend's birthday. I'm going to give my friend Yukari the pajama PJs maybe next week. And today, I listed shopping list. The first one is some oranges. And second one is a carton of yogurt. I usually eat fruits and yogurt in the morning, so that's why I listed some oranges and a carton of yogurt. And the third one is tomatoes. I really like tomatoes, so that's why I listed it. And the fourth one is 2 cans of Yona Yona Ale. Do you know Yona Yona Ale? It is my favorite canned beer. I like it. So, and after my work, I wanna drink Yona Yona Ale today. So that's why I listed 2 cans of Yona Yona Ale. And the last one is a box of palm chocolate, call it ice cream bars. I also like palm. Do you know palm? Is maybe Japanese black Japanese ice cream. It's really delicious. I recommend it. And today I have an internet question. The question is, what's your favorite ramen shop? I don't really know ramen, but recently I ate Ichiran's ramen. I liked it, so it was delicious, I think. So my favorite shop is Ichiran. How about you? So today is that all. Thank you for listening and have a nice night. See you.
Hello, this is Taka of the show. Thank you for listening to today's show. This week I booked a hotel room for July in Osaka. And I booked a flight ticket to Osaka. I will attend my friend's wedding party, celebrate my friend and his wife. Move on next topic. Today, I'd like to talk about self-register, how to check out via the self-register. First, line up the barcode with the scan. Second, press confirm button. Press the confirm button. Third, press your debit card on the debit card reader. Then you have choice. If you need your receipt, press yes. If you don't need your receipt, press no. after your choice, yes or no, you place your items into your bag. That's it. It's so easy. So move on to the topic. This week's quiz, I have three quiz. Good luck, Space Razor. First, my quiz. Rugby is one of the most popular sports in Japan. Yes or no? Oh, true or false, sorry. True or false. The answer is yes. Rugby is one of the most popular sports. Second question is, small tournaments are held daily. True or false? The answer is false. Small tournaments are held. Small tournaments are not held daily. Last question is, you can eat two pieces of sushi for only $1. True or false? The answer is true. You can eat two pieces of sushi for only $1. You should visit Kappa Sushi or Sushiro. That's it today. Thank you for listening to the show. See you next week. Bye bye.
Hi, this is Kazcast. I'm Kazutaka. I'm a software engineer. First, let's share my diary. I finished watching Suit up to the end of season 6 last Sunday. And Netflix Japan released season 7 today. So I downloaded season 7 to my phone. I'm going to binge watch it during my commute. We can watch season 7 through Amazon Prime Video, but it costs around 3,000 yen for seasons. But it's now virtually free in Netflix. Next, let's talk about Imorph and Me, my recent movies. Imorphius has watched Shazam recently, and he has also watched Avengers Endgame recently, and he has also watched Dunkirk recently, and he has also watched Bumblebee recently, and I have watched Hibiki Euphonium Chikai no Finale recently, and I have watched Fate Stay Night Heaven's Fear Episode 2 recently. Both Imorphius and I have watched Detective Pikachu recently. Both Imorphius and I have never watched Crayon Shinchan. Imorphius is a movie junkie. He watched a lot of movies. And let's talk about Kyoto Animation. Kyoto Animation is a famous animation studio located in Uji, Kyoto. Kyoto Animation produces Hibike Euphonium, Chikai no Finale. Kyoto Animation produce a lot of popular animation series and movies. Next, Let's answer the question. Today's question is, what is your favorite Pokemon? My favorite Pokemon is Eevee. Eevee is now voiced over by Yuki Aoi. Yuki Aoi is one of my favorite voice actress. Her voice is cute. Wrap up. I shared my diary and I talked about Imorpheus and my recent movies, and I answered question. Thank you for listening. See you next time.
That concludes this episode of Tokyo Storytellers. Please submit your questions to be answered on the show in the link provided in the show notes.